John Benson is the East Zone Wilderness Manager for the Superior National Forest, and he joins us. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Well, I bet it's wet in the Boundary Waters.
You've got that right.
How are we doing on, well, let's talk about the roads first. I know that a lot of Forest Service folks were out checking on the roads. How are the forest roads?
Yeah, our engineering crews have been out assessing roads, and it, at this point, does not appear as if we're seeing any major damage to any of the travel routes on the Tofty or Gunflint districts. There's a little bit going on in the Isabella country that our folks were checking out, but at this point, all our roads are passable, and most of the washouts have been flagged with lath and orange flags.
Well, good. Well, how about inside the wilderness itself? I mean, campsites, any damage done there?
Yeah, we've actually been pretty fortunate with that. Over the past few days, our crews have been out in the wilderness, and we have not heard any significant impacts within the wilderness. There's certainly some muddy conditions out there, and visitors should be prepared for those conditions and spots, but at this point, we're not even considering any campsite or portage closures of any kind.
I imagine the portages are a little risky in places.
Yeah, there's certainly going to be some slippery footing, and visitors should be prepared for that. One thing that certainly has happened out there is we've got some elevated water levels, and you know, folks planning to paddle on any area rivers should be prepared for some faster than normal water currents. And as always, we encourage folks to use the portages that are there. They're there for a reason, and you know, avoiding those to run some rapids is a sketchy decision at this point.
Sketchy, I like that. I noticed that earlier last week, in a release that came out from the supervisor's office in Duluth, I believe there was some caution about all of this water, and you know, we don't have a lot of dirt, and we don't have a lot of dirt in the wilderness because there's a lot of rock. I mean, are trees stable? I mean, do we have any? Should we watch where we pitch our tents?
You know, that's always something that folks should be aware of, whether it's rain-impacted soils or beaver activity. You know, we always try and encourage folks to really give a good look around their tent area and see if there's any trees that cause any concern. But most of our crews do get out, and we're constantly assessing and evaluating our campsites for any potential hazard trees. That being said, it is wilderness, and so there's always a little element of risk with wilderness travel. So at this point, you know, with some of the rain and some of the activity that we've had up there for the last week or so, you know, we really would encourage folks to look around their tent area and just make sure that there's nothing threatening.
And I'm assuming the fire danger is pretty low.
I think that's a safe assumption.
Okay. We've been speaking with John Benson. He is the East Zone Wilderness Manager at Superior National Forest. Thanks for calling, John. We will talk to you again soon, I hope.
My pleasure. Safe travels, everyone.